All right, we're going to sit you in one group, and Annie's going to translate, and Mary's going to join that group, okay? And you can pray in Korean and things, so this will help each of us. And for everyone else, we can, Rob will sort of tell us what to do, okay? So, Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, you can clap. Yay, Jesus! We clap for Jesus, right? I don't know anything if God doesn't show up, so we like it when God shows up. Well, you guys ready? You're going to do the stuff today. Actually, I think we'll probably have like two Korean groups and maybe two English groups, maybe three English groups. So we'll divide it up so everybody's in a small enough group that you're able to not only hear from God, but be able to even get immediate confirmation of that too. I just have one thing that I don't know that we made clear. Once we break up into small groups, you have to participate. A couple people go, because see, what will happen is, as you pray, there might be a bit of nervousness, but that's okay. The person right next to you is going to be very gracious because it's their turn next, and so they'll be very compassionate to you. We'll explain just a little bit more of how this is going to function right after we have a little teaching. And Mary's going to come up and teach you just a little bit on how to minister in groups. Now, many of you have perhaps at one time or another been in small groups where you've prayed for each other. And sometimes it's worked good, and sometimes it's really not worked good. So Mary's just going to give a little bit of teaching now on how to do that.
Hi, everybody. Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. And we're going to read verse 10. Ready? Everybody there? Okay. Romans chapter 12, verse 10. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. That is the essence of prophetic ministry. Prophetic ministry honors the person you're ministering to. When I'm ministering in the prophetic, I am not honored. I am honoring the person I'm ministering to. When, I don't know about you, but I like to know how to do stuff. A lot of theory is fine and it's great, but just show me how to do it. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to you about how to do it. When we break up into small groups, we're going to be ministering in groups. I'm going to give you a couple of pieces of teaching. One is how you do it, and you can do it anywhere. You can do it at your job. You can do it on the street. You can do it with your friends. And you can also do it at church, ministering either by yourself or in a group. When you're first starting out and learning, it's much better to do it in a group of people that you trust and you know love you, because you get confirmation. When ministering prophetically, we are ministering to the person. We're used to praying to God. Now, this is different. All of us pray to God, right? We talk to God about the person, okay? That's what we do. We know how to do that, okay? Now, this is different. We're going to talk to the person and tell them what God is saying to them. Okay? We're not going to talk to God about the person. We're going to talk to the person about what God is saying to them. Now, this is assuming we've heard from God about what he's saying to them. Okay? When we first start doing that, our bodies give us a sign that we're hearing from God. Do you know what that sign is? You know what an adrenaline rush is? Your heart starts beating. In fact, you kind of look and go, can anybody else see that? You know, because it's going really hard. When you first start out, I think that's just a gift from God to let you know, yep, you're hearing, this is it, the Holy Spirit's on you, go. I don't get that anymore. I really have to go by faith. I don't think Rob gets that either. Okay? It's important to remember you're connecting the person with God. How many know we get disconnected from God? Problems, pressures of life, we get disconnected. So what we're doing in prophetic ministry is we're connecting the person with God. Well, that's assuming, of course, that we're connected with God. Okay? So there's some fundamental things that we need to remember. It's important to remember that when you're giving a prophetic word, it's not about you. It's honoring the person. And a lot of times when we're first starting out, we're so overwhelmed that we heard something from God, we want to talk about it. It's important to not do that, because what happens is it draws the attention back to us and it makes everything about us again. Okay? So when we're ministering prophetically, we want to refrain from talking about ourselves. This happens sometimes when we get a vision. We say, we want to describe the vision. We want to describe where we were when we got the vision, what time it was when we got the vision. And we want to talk all about the vision. And how many of you know that's not the point? The point is, what is God saying? What's the interpretation of the vision? Okay? What does God want to say to the person? And we need to keep coming back to that. And it takes practice. And that's what you're going to do this afternoon. You want to refrain from talking about yourself. It's okay to say, I have an impression or I sense that God is saying this or that. Okay? But a lot of I statements, what is that doing? It's making everything about me again. Oops. And we do that. We'll have to catch ourselves, okay? And we'll help you in your group. Always honor the person receiving ministry. I said that a minute ago, but I want to emphasize that. It's not my word. If I get a word for someone, it's not my word. It's his word. God's giving it to him. I just get to bring it, you know, like when you bring a gift to someone's home, that's kind of what you're doing when you deliver a prophetic word. It's for him. It's not for me. I got to bring it, but it is his word. Okay? You also are going to develop your God language. And that's what I say. I don't have a real scripture for that. But Jesus isn't about religion. Jesus is about relationship. And we each have a language that God talks to us in. And as we develop our language with the Lord, we understand that language more and more. It's like we're babies and we're learning how God talks to us. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice and they follow me." And so we develop our God language. Rob described ways that God talks, and you're going to find that God will talk to you in many different ways, but there might be one or two that he does more often because he created you to be unique and special, and he knows how to get your attention. Be aware of the person that you're ministering to. When you start prayer for a person, be aware of that person. Keep your eyes open. If you close your eyes, you can't be aware of the person. Rob has a story I love when he was on the ministry team and he was praying for something, breaking his own rule. And he had his eyes closed and the person ended up was down on the ground and he didn't know it. He thought the guy was still standing. Be aware. Be aware of the person you're ministering to and be aware of the Holy Spirit and what he's doing. Speak in clear, simple language. Try to avoid religious phrases, especially with new believers or non-believers. The Lord asks you to give a word to a non-believer. You want to make it relevant to their frame of reference and their context. You want to avoid slang, excessive imagery, or culturally understood phrases. Like, I wouldn't go out and minister in the tribes in the jungle and talk about Indiana Jones examples. They'd go, you know, they'd probably never ever seen a movie. So keep things real simple and clear when you're ministering. Speak in a comfortable tone and volume level. God probably isn't yelling at the person, and so we don't want to yell at them. But on the other hand, you want to speak at a level where you can be heard. So there's two sides of the spectrum. There's the yelling, and then there's the soft. And you're trying to minister to a person, but they can't hear you. So speak loud enough to be heard, but don't yell. Be conservative with your hands. You don't always have to touch or have hands on people. That doesn't make ministry more powerful. The general rule is less is better. If you're not certain, ask for permission. If you feel like maybe you want to put your hand on someone's shoulder, then ask permission. When ministering a prophetic word, use mints or breath spray. You don't want to cause the person you're ministering to melt. It can be very distracting, so distracting that they didn't even hear the word. They were just suffering. Only use gum if you can manage it well. If you're smacking gum and, you know, big wad of gum in your mouth, it can be real distracting. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? You want to be a good delivery person of the gift of God. Okay? And all these things aren't necessarily obvious, but they're things that you need to keep in mind. Okay, we're going to talk about ministering in groups. And you're going to have your first group ministry experience today. When you saw our team demonstrate how to minister in groups, we really didn't describe to you what we were doing at that time. But if you can look back and think about it, there's always a leader. And the leader is kind of managing the ministry time. And in your groups today, we're going to take turns, and everybody's going to get a turn at being the leader. The leader's responsibility in the ministry group is the leader opens in prayer and opens the ministry. Okay? And then everybody on the team has their eyes open. And they're looking at the leader, making eye contact. And that leader is looking for the one that has the first word for the person. The leader's facilitating the ministry to keep it flowing. That's the leader's function. And then after the ministry is over, the leader closes the ministry time. Okay? It's very simple. It's not about being the boss or being bossy. It's just facilitating the ministry time. When you're in your ministry groups and the leader opens the ministry time with a prayer of blessing, don't just be passive and let the leader just carry the whole thing. It's a group ministry. Okay? So be asking, Holy Spirit, what do you want to say? What is my part? What do you want to say to this person we're going to minister to? And be ready, because the thing you don't want to happen is a long period of silence. You know how that feels? Not too good. When you're the person getting ministry, all kinds of things could go through your mind. And honoring the person, right? You don't want to do that. And the best thing to do when you don't have anything, and say the leader points at you and says, okay, you go, because that's going to happen. Okay, you go. Just start. Just bless them, even if you don't have anything. And you just start, and remember what Rob said, that bridge in the Indiana Jones movie? All he had to do was take a step, and then the whole walkway just kind of came. That's how it is. Just do it. In your group ministry time, listen. Remember, be aware. Listen to the ministry of others. You don't want to say the same thing that the guy before you just said. And a lot of times that will happen when it's like you're down the road about three people and somebody just said what you were going to say. There's a couple ways you can take that. You can get offended and mad at them. I mean, that's a choice, right? It's not the best choice. But you can use it to your advantage. You can say, you know what? I'm hearing God, because I just heard the same thing you just got. Okay? God's a big God, and he's real talkative. And he will give you something else. So don't worry about it. So go get something else to bring. avoid competing with the current one that's praying. We've seen this, and we've had it happen before, and so we just add this to our teaching. Sometimes when people are praying, and they're praying in a group, they can be like agreeing with the person that's speaking, but agreeing a little too loudly so that it's distracting. So we don't want to do that. You want to have prayer of agreement, but don't compete with the current speaker. Let the current speaker be heard, because when it's your turn to speak, you're going to want to be heard too. You want to not create any confusion or distractions. You want a smooth ministry time that's really effective. After you get finished with the team ministry, let's say you did have the same word as somebody else and you had to go get another one. What I like to do in that case is, after the ministry is over, I like to go encourage that person that had that same word that I did, so that they know I was hearing the same thing, and so it can confirm for them that they were hearing God. Because remember what Rob said, how do you know it's God? You don't. We can help each other know that we're hearing from the Lord. Okay? So always, always encourage your fellow ministry team members, because you're going to want encouragement too. And the best way to receive that is be encouraging, and you'll receive encouragement. Okay? Yeah, you want to... You want me to go ahead and give them direction then on what to do? Yeah. Does anybody have any questions? Everybody's ready to do this then, right? You're ready to go for it? No questions. Well, they know what to do now. Yeah.
The practical thing that you're actually going to do is we're going to rearrange this entire room. We'll spread out all over the room. We're going to have... I think two Korean groups for the people. I think we've got about 15 people that are likely to want to have the primary language be Korean, so we'll have two Korean groups. Mary will be with one of the Korean groups, saying, I want you to go with the other one. There'll be a translator with that group to help our team interact with you as you're going through all that. The rest of them will be English-speaking. What it will actually look like is... Yes. You go, oops, I'm sorry, and then you just go on. But what you're going to find is that very few people are way, way off. Now, don't try to predict how old their cousin that lives, you know, down the street is. You haven't practiced enough to do that. But if you keep the basics of prophecy, 1 Corinthians 14:3, prophecy is for exhortation, edification, and comfort. If you're saying encouraging words from God, you're not going to miss this. You'll be amazed how often you actually hear from God. It'll really surprise you. It's going to work. Really. So what the practices of this are going to look like is we're going to get these chairs into small circles of five or six. We'll see how many people we have, how many English-speaking people we have left after we get the separation of people. Four or five groups. And Gloria, you and I will help run those groups. Four or five groups of four or five people in each group. That really did not come out well. Let me try again. There will be four or five groups of people. There will be four or five people in each of those groups. Each group will have a leader that will rotate. Everyone in the group will pray. We will make sure. You can pray more than once. If you don't have very many words to say, you're not real confident the first time, you just go, I just feel like the Lord wants to encourage you, that it's been kind of hard at work, but he's going to come and help you, and he wants you to know that he's right there with you. That's a great prayer. If you get something else later, you can come back in. The leader is going to start, as Mary said. He'll be looking at you. If you nobody volunteers, they will point to you. We will come along behind you and encourage you to do this, because you will never give a prophetic word. You'll never hear from God and have that opportunity to do it until you open your mouth and speak. You've just got to talk to make this work. After each person has prayed in the group and the group is closed, whoever is receiving prayer in that group will then turn around and say, you know, when you prayed that, it really blessed me. It helped me because I'm really going through the thing at work. And when you prayed what you prayed, that was so good because I've just really had that area of, you know, thing that God's working on me, and that was such a blessing. So you're going to get immediate feedback from your prayers that will help you to help to confirm for you, wow, I really did hear from God. And then we'll go to the next person. Someone else will lead, and someone else will receive prayer, and we'll go all the way around the circle.
Just so you know, too, when you're in group ministry, keep your speaking short. Most people on your first time don't have a problem with that, okay? But when we're praying by ourselves, you know, we go on and on and on and on and on. When we're praying in a group, let's keep it short. Same thing for when you share about how the word ministered to you. Keep it short, because everybody needs a chance to share.
Any questions about what it's actually going to look like when you get into groups and do ministry? Any questions? The minute you don't ask questions is the minute we start. So just, you know.
Ask
them now. You're going to be praying in your group.
Because somebody else has the question you have. If you have a question, don't be shy about asking.
So what's your question? You can't put your finger on it. Well, pray for about 3 or 4 people and then see if you still have the question. It'll probably answer most of it. Yes. The question is, and that's a legitimate question, can it be general? Yes, it can. We encourage you to try a little bit more. Like, for instance, if you feel like God is giving them peace, ask God, okay, where? Is it at work? Is it in their family or something like that? So try to ask a little bit more of God. Take it, you know, just stretch out just a little bit. God wants to do that. But if you can't do anything else, then start with that. The reason why we say push for just a little bit more, press in for just a little bit more, is that then when you get feedback, you know you've really heard from God a lot more. You say, well, maybe I just made that up because it was just a general kind of, oh, Jesus loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Well, okay, that's true of everybody. So a little bit more. But even if you just say that, say something to get started. Okay? Yes. I'm going to talk about that more tonight, but the question was, does everybody have prophetic gift? 1 Corinthians 14:31, Paul writes, you can all prophesy. You can all do this stuff. Not everybody will, but everyone can. Yes, you have enough of a prophetic gift that you can pray for one another and encourage one another. Any other questions? Okay, what I'm going to do is just pray a quick little prayer to release the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and then we're going to break up into groups. And we'll give you directions on how to do that as soon as I think how we're going to do that. Father, I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your gifts. And you said, Lord, that we can all prophesy, that we are encouraged to bless one another. Father, I thank you that every person here has the capacity to hear from Dad and say nice things to other people. Lord, I thank you that there's going to be such a passion to hear from you that it will overcome the fears and the uncertainties that every person here likely has. God, I ask that in Jesus' name, there would just be a confidence that says, I'm going to do this stuff because Jesus said I can do this stuff. Amen. Okay, well, P.S. Yes. Why wouldn't it be God? But I do want to encourage you, if you know someone really, really well, I would encourage you to get in a different group. That actually will help you. The hardest people to pray for are the people you know really well, because it's a little harder to say, is it me or is it God? But why wouldn't it be God? Okay? I'm going to start with, now how many people, I just want to count and make sure I've got this right. How many people want to be in a Korean-speaking small group? Put up your hand. Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Okay, I thought we had 12 or 13. Okay, what I'd like you to do is let's make two groups back in, more in the back. So, you know, we all came forward, but now go ahead and get in the back. Get in two different groups. I want to encourage husbands and wives to be in different groups because it's easier to pray for people other than your husband or wife. If you're really good friends, with one another, get in the other group so that that'll help you to pray. So I want you guys to get up at this point and move to the back so I can see how many people I have left. And now, at this point, I think, Annie, you're going to go ahead and be done.
There's this team thing going on here. Okay? Why don't you ask the queen to go to the back and to give his wives to say what he said, wives. Don't you say what he
said? 원하시는 분들은 거의 뒤에 가서 그룹 둘로 그냥 나눠주세요. 그리고 이제 되도록이면 좀 모르는 사람 있는 쪽으로 가세요. 그러니까 부부는 좀 나눠줘야 되고요.
No, no, back there. Everyone else come up to the front.
The English speaking, the ones that want to be an English speaking group, now just stay here forward so I can see how many people we've got. Okay. We're still trying to move. Okay. And you want to be in the English speaking part, right? Okay. How many we got? We got about 20. Okay, we're going to make four groups. So what I'd like is we'll get one group over here, one group about halfway here, and one group about halfway here. Go ahead, change the chairs around, pick up chairs, drag them around. And I want to encourage you, not to be with spouses necessarily, or really good friends, if you're brother, sister, you know, that kind of thing. Change up. So we need four groups. One's over there. Second one is going to be right up here in the front. Third one's over by the... Your people are not getting up yet. It needs to end up in a circle of about five people. And I'm going to get off the microphone now so they can start back in the back.